Matt Target being taken off is the easiest decision that Dean Smith has ever had to make. And that includes sanctioning the loan move of Samatta.
Ball sits up for Matt Cash on the half volley. How's your left foot? How's your left foot? He falls on his hoop instead.
They're on alert whenever Danny Ings is on the pitch. And whenever it's Bertrand Traoré that's on the pitch, they're on their back laughing.
Do you remember American History X, where he's biting the curb and then he gets stood on? Like, that's what Matt Target did. Instead of just clearing a ball, he just fell too first into the ground.
Yeah, that's what Matt Target makes me feel like. Go for it. Just do it. Just stamp on me. That's 155 million of just standing still money to have half of the starting lineup that finished fifth in the championship. We ended up sacking the man who spent nearly 60 million on Wesley, Samigol, Jota, Ingles, and Nakamba. And their absolute dung pile that they were signed to replace. Oh, Dalat, Shubala, Bjarnason, Whelan, Richards, McCormack, Lansbury, Scott Hogan.
Oh.
So Villa have gone from having McGinn and Grealish and fuck all else to having McGinn and a mid-table Premier League squad for a net spend of 200 million across three seasons. And that is just the cost of establishing yourself in the Premier League. Like, little old Brighton and Hove Albion have a net spend of 200 million in their first 3 years.
Matt Cash gets the ball, everybody get on red alert. In a good way, not the Bertrand Traoré way.
Like, that was the worst thing I've ever seen. And there was a frozen pool of vomit outside my front door this morning. He won the title winning 32 games and drawing 6. I don't give a fuck what league it was in. Is the praise that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer received for being shrewd and methodical during his first transfer window when he dropped 145 million on Daniel James, England's 6th best right back and a refrigerator? The worst thing about that was that it just started with Tyrone Mings galloping through the middle of the pitch with the ball on a mazy dribble. What does we had both our fucking, it was going to be Konsa swinging it into Tyrone Mings at 1-0 up in fucking 85th minute. What are we doing? Martinez might as well have pulled out a deck chair and started flicking through Klopp's interview in the programme. I mean, it was taking so long and it was going on from the first minute.
How can anybody have sympathy with one of the world's greatest players who's decided that it's in his best interest to employ Charlie Kane as his sole representative?
I'm watching Man United concede the game to Young Boys, a game they're currently leading, just because they've had Armand Bissaka sent off. No, it just reminded me of the time that Richard Dunn came on for Ireland and his shirt got ripped. And in the most Irish moment of all time, they fucking drew the number 5 on the back of his jersey with a fucking marker pen.
I feel like I have to explain to you, you know, I do enjoy supporting Aston Villa. She thinks I'm lying. She thinks I'm trying to convince myself.
Let's get real. No big club has a picture of the Queen on the wall. This man is in a job because Presnel Kimpembe turned his back on Man United's third choice fullback, having a spank with his bad foot that was flying widely over the bar and wide. That's why Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is the Manchester United manager. It's insane stuff. And his only achievement in 3 years is making a profit on Dan James. The plan there was for John McGinn to hit it, and exactly what you said, Douglas Luiz decides to run in and hit it anyway and run away going, na-na-na-na-na. The man who won the German FA Cup 10 years ago and the German second division 20 years ago, the man we all had to Google 2 months ago, the man who the most informed football fan in Ireland or the UK went Googling him because they would have all had to Google him, would have went, oh, yeah. I think I recognise him, actually. Maybe that manager isn't that good. I don't think Leon Bailey could have played worse when he came on there. It was like, he was just lost. He was at sea. He was like a child fucking turning onto the Spaghetti Junction on a tricycle. Like, nobody knows how he got there. He doesn't know how to get off it.
Mr. Oliver, this is your VAR speaking. Do not panic. We're going to get you out of this. Assistant VAR, can you confirm that Ollie Watkins is offside? No. Well, look again. He doesn't even touch it. Oh, is Danny Ings offside? No. Is there a handball? By who? By anyone? Doesn't look like it. Honestly, how hard does this have to be? Is there anything else that you can give me? There's a Cavani dive. Really? Great. But does he go to ground? Yeah, but well, why didn't you say so? Mr. Oliver, it is now safe to proceed to the monitor. Some commentators actually feel the need to say, not the smartest decision to head over there to the Gladys Street end and celebrate. Like, he's playing a football match.
Let you and I go out onto the street. I'll go out and they'll stand 30 yards away from me, wave my hands in the air and go, "Way!" Then you fuck a bottle of Lucozade at my face and we'll see whose side the bystanders are on, whose side the fucking police are on. Like, what sort of a fragile idiot pays in to watch an event that involves two teams trying to score against each other and then loses the plot to such a degree that when one of them scores, he's willing to physically assault them? Yeah, and you can see today that the continuous fitness levels have definitely increased. And but
today it was last fucking week just came on.
Yeah, sorry about that, by the way.
You only pod when we're losing. Pod when we're losing. Pod when we're losing.
And this man is called the Alpine Klopp whenever he was joining Southampton. I mean, he's as far away from Jurgen Klopp as the Sound of Music is from heavy metal. The hills are alive with the sound of people talking absolute shit.
And the worst chant in football history. And what I love about this is that I know that you haven't seen this chant yet. And it goes like this. One hag, two hag, three hag, four hag, five hag, six hag, seven hag, eight hag, nine hag, ten hag, ten hag, ten hag, ten hag, ten hag, ten hag.
I mean, he was like a fucking excited dog. Like, just happy to be there. McGinn and Buendia run over the ball and fucking doggy comes bounding in. What are we doing, guys? Running over the ball, is it? Oh, that looks like fun. Oh, you guys are the best. No, where are you going? You're the last one. You have to hit it. That's a bad doggy. And then Peter Schmeichel's son just makes a mess of a fairly easy situation. And he had as much control of that football as John Terry has of his libido when Wayne Bridges in an away game. There was no shift in momentum. Like, Everton were done. Everton were toast. They were finished.
And Leicester's, they're not bad. You're calling them Everton.
I mean, try to tap your hand on the desk 6 times in a second. And each one of those taps is about as long as Peter Schmeichel's son had his hand on top of the ball. To not target him is one of the worst decisions from an Aston Villa manager since Remy Gard thought going was a form of coaching. Ramsey had to run at him for the entirety of the second half. McGinn should have arsed him into the middle of next week. Dougie should have spent the next 20 minutes licking his neck, snapping at his ankles, humping his leg. Yeah. Like a good boy.
Somebody puts it to Trevor Sinclair, like, why doesn't Sean Dyche get a top 6 job? Trevor Sinclair just, you know, gets caught up in the moment and he goes as far as saying if Dyche was called Dyche-U, he would be given a top 6 job.
And the analyst watching it back, as that was sitting up on the volley, there's only one place I'm expecting that to end up. Yeah, me too, mate. The fucking North Stand, smashed into the top corner of the fucking stadium. What are you talking about? How many times have we seen Ings smash that into the net? Not often. Together, we got through Dean Smith facilitating Ross Barkley's weekly one-man wet t-shirt competition. We can get through this. Like, Stephen Gerrard was being blackmailed by Leon Bailey for the last 2 months. We can get through this. Having Philip Coutinho in our team isn't the same thing. We can get through Philip Coutinho starting games ahead of Emi Buendia. We don't need to create a culture war out of this. It's Paddy's weekend, and I've had about 4 hours sleep in the last 2 days because I live in the city centre, and I spent the hours between 1 and 3 this morning listening to multiple packs of multiple losers walking home doing the Cristiano Ronaldo C at full volume. And then I spent the hours between 3 and 5 a.m. listening to a woman break up with her boyfriend over the phone beneath my bedroom window. But the worst thing I've heard today was you and billionaire Jim Beglin claiming that Danny Ings did well from that fucking header.
We just need to get more minutes for him. And I went through all those scenarios and stuff that Gerrard's obviously thinking. And then I just wrote down, just figure it out. Like, it's not my problem. You figure it out.
I know I'm not a fucking idiot. I know that these players are good. Like, something else is going on here. Like,
it can't be you being an idiot.
It can't be me being wrong. It couldn't possibly be the case.